Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He didn't fall just because of talent. I think there's a lot more reasons there. Maybe teams didn't want to put up with the sideshow or whatever it is. I just saw Shador make more pro throws at the college level in bigger spots, it felt like, than Dylan Gabriel. And that's nothing against Dylan Gabriel, that played at a big program in Oregon and I think always punched above his weight class for not a big guy. But it's an offense that puts enough talent around you and a system that can hide some of your deficiencies where, listen, Shador has his problems too. He holds onto the ball forever. He takes way too many sacks. He needs to play faster. But I also think Shador is much better throwing the ball outside the numbers and in the middle of the field than Dylan Gabriel ever was. So they're in that building every day seeing both guys. So hopefully they're being honest with that process and saying we think one guy is much more ready than the other. It just based on talent, Shador Sanders at least has a shot in this league to hang around as a starting quarterback. I never projected Dylan Gabriel as anything more than a backup.
Connor Rogers joining us in the last segment, NBC Sports and NFL Stock Exchange podcast, giving us his take on the Browns' handling of this quarterback situation. I do think that's what makes it so interesting is, I think this weekend's a great opportunity that if Dylan doesn't go out there and plays well on 2 weeks rest against one of the worst teams in the NFL, who's coming off one of the worst situations in the NFL, there should be a lot of ahas. There should be a lot of I told you so's. And now, in fairness, I think if he plays well, there's going to be a couple I told you so's, but yeah, I'll still have the greater burden of proof.
Yeah, it's too premature for the I told you so's if he plays well.
But I feel the same way about Shador. Like, I do think, when they went to Dylan, I was just looking for competent. Can you give us a chance? Mm-hmm. And the reality is you've gotten blown out in half the games he's played. So the answer to this point is no. With Shador, all I really want is just, and you know what? Let's just dial it down to the absolute base. I just want a fun offense. I don't need I don't need spotless. I don't need flawless.
Something that gives you a chance.
I want something where a actual, real-life, honest-to-goodness 50-yard touchdown's possible.
Yeah, in many ways, it actually Dylan has really helped out the soft launch of Shador when it comes, because the expectations will not be through the roof like it once was. It'll be much, much softer. And if it just looks competent, I think a lot of fans will be like, all right, this is good. Whereas I feel like if he would have been first out of the gate, people might have been expecting number two overall pick play.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know, because I think there are people who are just anti-Shador in town. So I think those people expect if he's anything other than that, they're going to be saying he's a bust.
I just wonder. I wonder because of the way this offense has looked and the way that, and even this goes with Joe Flacco going to Cincinnati and playing the way that he has, the way this is all unfolded. I feel like if Shador just looks average, or even we can just say even a little less than average, I think people will get it as a massive win.
I will. I mean, again, if you get average, if you had gotten average since week one of this year, I think you'd probably be a 500 football team. Or at the very least, even if you're still just a 3-win team, they play 8 games. So no, I think you'd be a 500 team.
Yeah, the way this defense is.
And I think the most important thing is the other 4 games would look more competitive. And it's been funny how, you know, Ross Tucker busted my haggis on this last week as if Competitive doesn't matter. And it's like, no, it does. And I think that's, it's funny. I can't remember which one of you told me, but the picks for this Jets game, two of the three, was it ESPN that did that this morning?
I didn't tell you this, but I did see the NFL Network earlier yesterday. They had six out of the 10 were for the Browns, but that's still four that had the Jets, and that's close to a 50-50.
So it must have been Jake. Jake said whatever he was watching, two of the three analysts chose the Jets, and one of them chose the Jets to blow out the Browns.
Oh, I didn't see that. How did the Jets blow out the Browns? What happens there in this game?
They score more points than you by a significant amount.
Yeah, is that how that works?
Yeah.
Thanks for the analysis.
Yeah. So, like they score like 40 analysis. Points and you score like 3 points. That's how they do it.
Okay. I was thinking more like, were they thinking about like the Cincinnati game? And are they just saying that that's going to happen? Because are they thinking the Browns defense is the Bengals defense? Because then I need to get them some tapes of games this year.
I don't know. I do think, and by the way, we're right to do this. I do think we've not given enough thought to the idea that Browns can lose on Sunday. And I think what that sets up for is if they do lose, a nuclear meltdown on Monday. And by the way, I think that should be the response.
I mean, my Sunday is going to be ruined. I told you this already. Like, that'll be shot and gone. I know you try to. I know you preemptively are trying to make sure that I'm cool with this and that I don't have a meltdown. But I can tell you right now, my Sunday is going to be ruined.
Well, no, I mean, I just think it's an answer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think you get the answer, right? Like, if this is a game you can't show up to and get the win, then the four games after it, three of the four, which are incredibly winnable, guys, if you can't win this game, we shouldn't expect them to win any of those games. If you don't win this game on Sunday,
right,
we should probably lean closer to you're going to go 1-8 or 0-9 down the stretch, and that's it. But I do think, but again, like, I think you'll be taking the right approach. I think we should, even though it's only a point and a half line, a 2-point line.
That's part of why my Sunday will get ruined, is not only just because of the outcome of one singular game, it is what you're describing, is that if you can't beat this hapless Jets team that is selling off a lot of the good parts of their defense, then you're not going to be able to beat just about anybody. Like, there's no hope for the rest of the season in any capacity. That includes a Raiders team that I watched basically be the walking dead out there last night.
But that's why this is an important game. Because if you don't win this one, the next eight games after are a hard sell. And I think Kevin Stefanski, I think all of a sudden we can start having questions about whether Kevin will make it to the end of the season, let alone will Kevin Stefanski be the head coach in 2026.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of game you're setting up for here. So on one hand, no, we have not given nearly enough credence to the idea the Browns could lose on Sunday because these teams are much closer to each other than the Browns were to, who's the team they beat?
The Packers.
Them. But, like, and on the other hand, I also don't mind. Like, if we're just wrong, if the Browns just can't show up on Sunday, and I would be really surprised. I really would at this point. No, No guarantee Gary here. I'm not guaranteeing a win.
I want you to be a guarantee Gary.
I'm 3 for 3 on my guarantees.
Will you
this
be
year.
A guarantee Gary? Two guarantees in one game.
They were both right.
You don't get all those. If you make a double burger bet with Coach Ridge, you're not right twice.
But I get two burgers.
Yes, but you're not right twice.
But I got two burgers, which means I was right twice.
Would you have counted it -2 if you had lost that guarantee?
I will never know.
I guess not.
Well, no, you're asking a hypothetical of a moment that's never come because I'm flawless on guarantees this year.
I
know how I'd react if I'm not in that situation?
You're not in the one game the Browns are favored. You're not going to be the guarantee Gary?
No, because I have to feel into my loins. I've told you this multiple times.
That's right.
Multiple times. Back to the Blink 182. I've told you. I got to feel it. In my loins. If I feel it in my loins, I'll guarantee it.
You sound like a New Englander having sex about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Oh.
That was Wahlberg.
I'm horny. Hey, a transformer. True story. I have to have Hacksaw Cop one Friday. Because all his impressions outside of Randy Newman or Bob Dylan, he just says something from the movie.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, give me a McConaughey, he's like, all right.
And I'm like, that's not.
So his Wahlberg is, hey, give me your Mark Wahlberg. Hey, I see a transformer. You're like, that's not. You're just saying something. You're saying a loose plot from a movie that he was in. I actually don't think in any of those movies he's like, hey, transformer, what are we doing here?
But it sounds like something he
might
have
said. And then he just brutally assaults Optimus Prime from Boston. But no, this should be the game. This should be
the
game.
Yeah, this is the one. Yeah, no guarantee.
That we should walk in and just expect to get the win. And if you don't, like,
I think our guarantee's done for the rest of the season. Have we hit the spot of the season where guarantees are just no longer a thing? I told you I was done with them 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
I've been done with guarantees.
You're like a guaranteed heroin addict because there's no cheap high for you anymore. You've got to give me the greatest amount of smack ever, right?
You might as well be giving me sugar packets.
That's true. But that would be if you're a diabetic. But I get what you're saying. My point is, no, guaranteeing isn't dead if you're, because again, I could feel it in my loins later in this, because it doesn't have to be just a game result. It could be, I guarantee Dylan Gabriel's going to get benched. Ooh, I could guarantee that right now.
You won't guarantee that.
I feel it in my loins, but I don't know. That just feels
you do?
Very
you feel
cheap,
that in your loins?
Not like in a game, but I guarantee you we will not start the rest of the games this year.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like you
but
said
see,
benched.
Not, that's not my
benched.
Guarantee. I'm just
in
saying.
This game. I thought you meant in this game he would be benched.
Oh, no. No.
No.
No.
He's going to have time.
216-474-0092. Have we not given enough thought to the Browns losing on Sunday? We haven't. That's okay. This should be the game. The circumstances conspire. They happen in the Miami game. You got a very convincing win. This is the kind of win. And we're not doing the style points thing. Win by 1 point, win by 10 points. Do not give a rat's patoot.
No, but we're going to be entering this with the same energy we had with the Miami game.
Yes.
I mean, that's got to be that energy.
Which means if we're that confident, guarantee or not, it's okay if you guys go thermonuclear on Monday. I see Twist from the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.